Right now, it's a real pleasure to welcome Rebecca Lucour from the Bear USA Foundation. Good morning, Rebecca. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. And I didn't get a chance to see you for the grand opening Thursday night. I was a little busy taking care of some things, including the exhibit I just mentioned here in our studios. But it was the grand opening of the International Children's Painting Competition Exhibition, which is right outside of our studios, running through August 1st in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. And this is a competition of international scope. It's all a part of World Environment Day being held here in the Pittsburgh area, and Bear's sponsorship of it. And what an exhibition. Tell us a little bit about the background of how these kids have come together to submit their paintings.
Absolutely. Well, the exciting thing is, and you mentioned that it's a global competition. In fact, there were 1.1 million entries from 88 countries this year.
Wow.
And so what we have on exhibit at the Children's Museum are 77 of the best paintings from North America. And it's wonderful. Children from age 6 to 14 have submitted paintings, and the theme was biodiversity, connecting with nature. So they're asked to portray what they see as maybe some of the roadblocks and challenges, but also some of the more positive things you can do to help biodiversity. And as you can see, because your studio is right outside the exhibit, they are just phenomenal paintings. Not only the artistic ability, but I can't imagine at that age even being able to conceptualize and then be able to portray it that well.
Yeah, and they're absolutely, I'm looking at some right now, I can see through the studio windows, and the colors, the brush strokes, the variety of the paintings, and it's also fun because they're displayed with the age of the painter and their home community, the city and state. So you get to see perspectives from different age groups and from people from different parts of the country. They're just breathtaking to look at.
They are. And you know what? What I really enjoy about them is that most of them don't only portray something they see that is wrong, like maybe animals' habitat or plants' habitat being destroyed, but they also include positives in their paintings. They show an understanding of, they know what types of things can help reverse some of those effects. So it really is a great learning experience for them.
Now, this will be on exhibit here at the Children's Museum through August 1st. It's actually in an unticketed part of the museum right outside of our studios, so you can come and visit whenever you would like or make it a part of your visit to the museum. Why did Bear decide to align itself with World Environment Day?
Well, we've been a global partner with the United Nations Environment Program for several years, and then this is our fourth year of working with the referred to as UNEP, with their UNEP offices in North America, and we were so excited when they selected Pittsburgh, because of course this is our headquarters, to be the host city, and this exhibit is such an important part because we primarily work with UNEP on youth activities, international children's conferences, this painting competition. And those are just a few of the things.
Yeah, I met one of the people from UNEP here on Thursday, and I mentioned to her, I'm so proud isn't the right word, but so thankful for the work that UNEP does in promoting youth voice. There's a lot of youth radio and video and writing in this art. This art competition also is all about youth voice, and the United Nations just does terrific work in that area. We don't always think of them as an area to promote children expressing themselves and developing and becoming more engaged with the community, but they do so much work in that area.
They do, and I know you have a lot of listeners that would really benefit too. So if they go to the United Nations Environment Program, their website, both their global website and the one in North America, they will find a lot of great, they have magazines to subscribe to, and just wonderful even online activities around youth and the environment they can get involved with.
Absolutely. There's some great how-to kits too that you could bring to your school or to your scout troop. That would get you plugged in, and the resources are out there, and they're free of charge, too. Now, I know a personal question for you. I know that you were going to be participating in the raft event today to set the world record with a Venture Outdoors. Is everything still on, as far as you know, given the weather?
It is. I'm hearing rain or shine that they will be out there. And some exciting news, I heard yesterday through the grapevine that now we're not trying to break the Guinness Book of World Records. We're actually going to double it. I've heard we have 2,300 boaters coming out in canoes and kayaks today.
That's unbelievable.
It's exciting.
We thought we actually were considering broadcasting from the event. I think you get underway around 11 or 11:30, if memory serves. And I think we probably made a good decision. We just would have been spreading ourselves a little too thinly this morning. But I'm so glad I've been talking with the folks at Venture Outdoors over the past few months about this, and basically, let's see, any craft, it's got to be a self-propelled craft, right?
It does. They're actually all going to be canoes and kayaks, and that's it, non-motorized. And Venture Outdoors has done a tremendous job of organizing such a thing and drop-in points and safety boats. And when we ran out of rentals in this area, people brought their, are bringing their own boats. And it's wonderful. And I guess from what I hear, it's about 12:30 when everyone will be down on the water actually joining hands and putting the big flotilla together. So that's a great time to be down there behind the Science Center, the casino in that area by Heinz Field to see this.
Well, great. Well, I hope that goes well for you. And is there anything else you'd like to mention about the painting competition?
Well, I'd just like to encourage the local children here. This is an annual competition, so come on down and take a look at it and get involved next year. You can go to Bayer's website at bayerus.com/MSMS, and it's a great way to find out how you can get involved next year.
Thanks. Thank you so much, Rebecca. And I know it's a busy week for you. It's been a busy year with World Environment Day and Bayer's responsibilities and hosting of so many events. Thanks for being able to be with us this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and happy World Environment Day.
Same to you. Thank you, Rebecca.